Tom, well, congratulations. Great to see that the Knights program is up and running, and must be satisfying to finally see the physical manifestation of all the hard work you've done off the field. You know, get out there and have a go.
Yeah, it was very impressive that the boys have come as, looking back at them at the start of the first camp to where they are now, it's a very solid foundation to really build on. It was excellent.
Great challenge, you know, having such young talent between about 12 and 14, not to try and overload them with too much stuff and keep the enjoyment of the game. But really now, the Knights program is a preparation for kids to move through and play not only for the junior gold in the Northern England Bush Rangers, but then move through and hopefully become part of Super Rugby, Club Rugby and the like.
Yeah, as 14-year-old guys, it's the first time they've been exposed to any of these sort of game patterns. That what happens from here, representative rugby turns into a pathway where the players start to get challenged to think and to play smart rugby, and that's what we're trying to promote through NIAS into junior gold next year.
Yeah. Jeremy Cooper and everybody at NIAS do a great job in supporting you guys. Also, of course, Armidale Sports Power, Servies, of course, in Armidale, Pertec, and also Canterbury. You know, without that support, we don't have programs, do we?
No, that's exactly right. James does an excellent job. And, have a 15s pathway. I'm pretty sure we're the only ones in the state. They work really hard on it, and it's great to have all that support and then be able to get the boys into the business of just playing and developing their rugby.
Yeah. Also exciting for NIAS is there's going to be a 17s girls pathway as well for 7-a-side rugby. That's fantastic as well. And yourself now, you've jumped on board as being part of the development crew there at New South Wales Rugby. Tell us a little bit about that and what you're going to get up to in the New England and Northern New South Wales.
Well, I'm going to be under Gary Walsh in a casual position, going into schools, trying to just up the participation across the zone, and take a bit of a load off what he's doing.
And that's an exciting opportunity to bring out Game On, which is a five-week program, of course. Gives kids an opportunity from primary and secondary schools to get out there and learn the game. And it's great just to be able to now be part of the bigger scheme of things, not only in coaching, but also moving on to something with Walshy there and his wondrous influences.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've been lucky enough to coach under Walshy now for 3 years with the 20s and various things. And, yeah, it's great to be able to give a bit back to the game and get involved with the boys. I'm not calling it work, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, great thing about it, also being part of the Central North 20s, you've been able to pull off the miracle last year of staying in that top four, and the wondrous opportunity now is to go to Armidale and be part of the fun there of a home tournament and really try and, you know, not only stay in the top four but try and win the title of a pretty red-hot sort of Newcastle Hunter team.
Yeah, well, we are very excited at that opportunity to play Hunter on the first day, and we think we've got the cattle. Our program will fire up shortly. We're just trying to, we've both got Walshy and myself have got commitments based around the junior gold, so it'll be firing up and we'll be red hot by the country champs on the 7th.
And that of course is in May, but tell us a bit about your rugby journey. And
well, I started coaching seriously when I injured a shoulder and was unable to play for the season, so I got involved with the Inverell under 18s. That was back in 2013, and since then I've been lucky enough to, as I say, coach a bit under Walshy, and I was assistant coach last year of this Central New England, we called them the Northern Inland under 17s Bush Rangers. Took them to the country champs as an assistant coach, as well as this year following those boys again into the under 18s. I've got this NIAS stuff on and then 20s again. So,
well, we want to get a phone number for your man or your email address so we can get you out to the schools, because we've got to get you working and earn your quid. So tell us how we can get a hold of you.
My personal email is tjhdavidson@hotmail.com, and my phone number is 0499 757 917.
Thanks for your time, Tom. We wish you all the best as you not only guide the boys from NIAS, but also on the way through be part of the crew there at New South Wales Rugby, as you're one of the development officers trying to hold the behemoth that is Gary Walsh down and get things working for us in Northern New South Wales.
Thank you very much.